And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Pedagogy Lab program is seeking beginning students ages 5 through 8. Lessons will be taught by student interns under faculty supervision. For more information about the program or to register your child, you can contact Dr. Susanna Garcia in the School of Music at 482-5205. The Friends of the Humanities are offering a books and film class taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson, Wednesdays, January 22nd through February 19th. The reading schedule includes stories and novels by Flannery O'Connor as well as William Faulkner. For more information about the class or to register, you can contact Dr. Mary Ann Wilson in the English department. Again, the course begins on Wednesday, January 22nd. New exhibitions will open at the Hilliard University Art Museum that will be up through the spring. A collection of work by musician and artist Richard Landry, 1970s New York City downtown artists. And The Art of Seating, 200 Years of American Design, will open this coming weekend. And Keith Saunier's selected work from the media series will open later on in January. That's all at the Hilliard University Art Museum. You can stop by their website for a complete listing of exhibits and hours. That website is hilliardmuseum.org. The City of Lake Charles at the historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center has opened a number of exhibits this past weekend, including Bill Owen's Suburbia, which is making its national tour and is now in Lake Charles. Work by Jessica Gale is also on display, as are their exhibits by other artists. Those exhibits are at the historic City Hall Arts and Cultural Center in Lake Charles. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents Luciano Souza Quintet, one of jazz's leading singers and interpreters from Brazil. That will be at 7:30 this Friday, January 17th. Tickets are available through their website. The Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market at the Horse Farm will be open every Saturday, but will remain open an extra hour on the third Saturday of every month. And each Saturday, there will be a Cajun jam led by a different musician. This Saturday, local musicians Diego Martin Perez and Sam Giaruso will lead the Saturday Cajun jam. That's from 9 to 11 each Saturday at the Horse Farm for the Lafayette Farmers and Artisans Market. Looking ahead, Dirk Powell will be leading that jam on January 25th, and on the 1st of February, Ryan Brunet and Christine Balfa. There will be an Arbor Day celebration January 18th at the Louisiana State Arboretum from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The State Arboretum is about 600 acres, and it has 6 miles of hiking trails and some of Louisiana's most interesting and magnificent trees. The center is 6 miles north of Ville Platte within Chico State Park. So that celebration is this coming Saturday, January 18th. Tuesdays with Maury will be just played this past weekend, but they will be starting on a tour of South Louisiana this coming month, and we'll be speaking with Vincent Barra a little bit later on about that tour of South Louisiana. And auditions for the stage play Chez Giselle will continue this coming Tuesday, tomorrow, January 14th at 6:30 at Cité des Arts. They started their auditions on Saturday and they continue tomorrow evening. They need 7 actors ages 25 through 45, both men and women. Performances will be March 27th through April 13th. Fringe classes are being offered by the Alliance Française de Lafayette. For more information, you can email aflafayette@gmail.com to find out more about the courses, or go to their website, which is aflafayette.org. The Came Fire film series continues at the Acadiana Center for the Arts this evening with a showing of the film Blood Brother. It was the winner of the Grand Jury Prize and Audience Award for U.S. Documentaries at the 2013 Sundance Film Festival. That's tonight at 7:30 at the ACA in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available through the ACA's website or just before the screening of the film. And the Bayou Vermilion District and Vermilionville have a new series called Les Mains Guidées, celebrating local artisans and their crafts. There will be one tomorrow. It's limited to 10 participants, and it features artisan Brenda Lalonde, who will focus on weaving. For more information or to register, you can contact Vermilionville or stop by their website. The Silverbacks Improv Theater will perform monthly at Theater 810. Their next performance is this Wednesday, January 15th at 7:30, Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are available at the door or by calling the theater at 484-0172. And the play One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, directed by Scott Grimiaud, will open at Cité des Arts on January 17th and run through February 2nd. And this coming Sunday, the Friends of the Humanities will start their film series, led by Dr. Barry Ossoley. The first film in the series will be Louisiana Story by director Robert Flaherty from 1943. The film will be free. The whole series is free, and the film is at 3 o'clock this coming Sunday on the UL campus in Oliver Hall.